Welcome to the Send Relief Podcast, where our goal is to equip every church to serve its community with gospel-centered mercy and compassion ministry.
Hey, I'm Ryan West with the Send Relief team, and welcome to the Send Relief Podcast. I'm here with Lorna Bias, my team member, co-worker at Send Relief, and we had the chance to sit down with Joey Anthony and a church member of his, Andy, and just talk about intentionality with the gospel and mobilizing your people to meet the needs in their community where they are. So, Lorna, what's something we should listen for as we get to the chance to listen to this interview?
Yeah, I think today we're going to hear how a pastor is leading his congregation to really be strategic and intentional in the everyday life and rhythm of their community and finding ways to share the gospel as they do that. So I think there's going to be some real practical aspects our listeners will be challenged by today as they listen.
Excellent. Well, I hope you enjoy this podcast, and we'll be back in a few minutes to debrief and just talk about things we can learn from this interview and from their story. All right, gentlemen, thank you for being with me on the Send Relief Podcast.
You're welcome.
Glad to be here.
Yep. Yeah, well, I want to start off just giving you a chance. Just tell us a few minutes about your work and your church and a little bit about what God's doing in and through you there in your local community.
Okay. I've been at Mount Pleasant Baptist Church in Colonial Heights for about almost 2 years now, and came into a church that's already very missions-minded. I have a heart for the nations especially and our country as well. And but they've been doing some things in the past in the community, but that's one of my heartbeats is that we need to make sure that we're not just in the nations, but all over the place. Not only those places, but doing the Acts 1:8, so that we're doing it here locally as well as in our state, in our nation, and in the nations as well, that we want to constantly be thinking about how we are on mission as well. And that we are all on mission for the Lord.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing. You know, I run into churches quite often that they, for various reasons, have been involved with the IMB or, you know, on short-term trips, working internationally, concerned about the nations, which is right and good, obviously, but oftentimes will overlook their own community in their backyard.
Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead, Andy.
Yeah, I'd just like to say that those are important. I think sometimes when you go on those trips, the Holy Spirit can use that to drive, to spur the mission-minded person to get out in work, even in their own community. I know we've always been a church. I think it seemed like we focused more. We figured missions was something that was away when it can be in our own back door. And I think that's where we're trying to focus a little bit more now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I became a believer my first year of college and university and went on a mission trip within a couple of months with some friends. And the Lord used that in a very strategic way to show me, to give me a heart for the nations, awaken me to bigger possibilities of what I could do with my life and that kind of thing. But definitely, you know, how do you see the Lord using you in your local context, and you and your church, you know, you see this track record, and Joey, you and your church, you were telling me a little bit about some things you were doing in the previous church before where you are now, and how the Lord is using very similar ministries where you are now as well.
That's right. The church needs to really have a reputation in the community. The people need to know that the church exists, that it's there. And so, you know, the church where I used to pastor, we would go out into the community, to the local town, and do things there. It took our trunk or treat away from the church, actually, because this church was very rural. So we'd go into the town and do it at the fire department and invite the whole town to come in so that the people knew that the church was there, and that we cared for the community and offer something for them. Where we are presently now, like we do the same thing, have a trunk or treat, but the church where we're at now is strategically on a corner that's a very busy corner. So we have it in our parking lot, And it's no telling how many thousands and thousands of people will go through, past our parking lot, you know, every day, and they'll see the signs that this is coming, whatever. And then when we have this trunk or treat, we have folks that are talking to people as they come through, and strategically building those relationships with them and encourage them and pray with them even in times like that. This past time, we had some folks who'd been through a real difficult time, and we were able to really talk with them that on Halloween night during a trunk or treat.
Yeah, and that's so good to hear. And Andy, you've been around Mount Pleasant for a while, right?
Yes, 20-some years now. Wow, yeah. I became a believer late in life.
Yeah, and so you've had the pleasure of seeing the Lord use you and other members at Mount Pleasant to minister in your community. Give us a few examples of the types of ministries you've seen.
Sure.
There.
We've done, in the past, we've done some backyard Bible studies in some nearby cities. What we've also done is we do the Easter. The city has given us permission to host a Easter egg hunt every year in a park, and I think it's something, Joey, I don't know, 2,000?
Close to 2,000.
I think we do 10,000 eggs in three different groups, but it's a way to minister, to have a presence in the community. One small example is our children's pastor went to the school to eat lunch shortly after that, and some non-church kid says, "Hey, you're that guy at the Easter egg hunt," and so we see stuff like that happening and making relationships being built. And we've had what we call a police night out, and what they asked if our church could host that. This was the city asking our church. That was really neat to do that, and we had hot dogs and give out information about our church, but just kind of loved on the people and of all walks and nations and tribes and tongues. And with that, we also, it was a desire for our team, and we always had it in the back of our mind. And what a great time with all this negativity with the police and the first responders going on. I said, "Hey, let's do an appreciation banquet for them." And we did that and had a goodie bag for all of them and was able to put a Bible in each bag, but in a non-invasive way that reached out to the community. And through that, it opened the doors to, now they want to use our church to have their annual banquet. Which it's just like the Lord uses that and dovetails from one thing to another, and we don't know where it's going to stop. And it's just amazing to see Him work at our church in a local level.
Yeah, and I think so. You were sharing, Joey, about the trunk or treat. You've just, Andy, given these examples. I mean, reputation and relationships.
Yes.
And these are the two things we're really going after to make a lot of Christ, to make Christ known and to build a great reputation for His name. You do that through using these ministry opportunities. Substitute in every example you just gave, substitute in some other example. I mean, these things are just opportunities for us to enter relationships.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that we say a lot at Mount Pleasant, is that we want our people to be thinking all the time and act like a missionary, because we all are on mission. And so we tell people they need to meet people where they are and point them to Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so that's, whether that's on a missions trip, or whether that's in their backyard or at their local store or at one of these events that we have, just meet them where they are and point them to Jesus.
Yeah, that's a powerful point. Andy, how often do you hear that from the pulpit? I mean, is he beating it into your head?
We actually, after the pastor came, we have what we call a missions wall, and we have a video going showing some of the things we've done, and I think that's what it says, meet people where they are and point them to Jesus. It's on the wall, so everybody knows that the phrase, and we just want to see more people living it.
That's right.
Well, that's great. And I'm just curious, do you see this, how has this taken root in the lives of your people? I mean, if you're beating them over the head, you've got it enough through some committee or whatever to get it on the missions wall, you know, it has to be taken root in the lives of your members.
I think people are catching hold of that and seeing that we're serious about it. We want to live that out. Not just once a year when we take up a Lottie Moon or Annie Armstrong Easter offering. We want to make sure that we're living this out day by day by day. And I think people really are grabbing hold of that.
Yeah.
We're blessed to have a very giving church. And I think if people see the need and they can catch the vision from the pulpit or from the committee, that they're there. They're ready to serve. And I think me personally, for being there long as I have and you being here going on 2 years, I think we've just seen the tip of it. Something like these conferences going on right now, it just spurs that, and it's just like a spark with, tenders. It's just ready to go, and I just see a lot more opportunity, and I just had the opportunity to sit in with Vance Pittman and how the churches, it's plant churches, discipleship, and engage, and we've had that backwards so long, and we're actually focusing on that where we need to engage, disciple, and that will plant churches, and I think that's what the big picture is going to look like, and I'm excited to see what's in the future, some of the plans that we have still yet to do, and what we're going to see out of doing those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're very excited about it. And trust the Lord that He's always carried me along and carried the church along, to be about His business. And so that's what we're praying for, Lord. Just guide us to know what to do next and how to reach people. And sometimes He just brings it right to the doorstep. And that's always exciting because it's of Him. And so we just need to be faithful and praying and to be obedient and whatever it looks like.
Yeah, well, it's that obedience. I mean, that's our goal. Mm-hmm. And when you give people this vision of meet people where they are, your neighbors, point them to Jesus, reputation, relationships. I mean, when you're instilling this into the culture of your church, you really do begin to see things that are unplanned. People will start meeting those needs without it being some organized effort of the church, and just see the people of God, Ephesians 4, they're equipped for the work of ministry. I mean, you're equipping them with this mindset, and it's really, really neat to hear.
Amen.
Yeah. All right, gentlemen. Well, thank you for being with me on the Send Relief podcast.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Enjoyed it.
Well, what a great podcast. What a great opportunity to hear from Joey and Andy about what the Lord's doing to work through their church and their local community. Lorna, what are a few things that you would say we should walk away taking that we can apply to any context where the Lord has us?
I love how Pastor Andy was willing to lead the congregation to make changes so that they could be intentional. I think that's one thing that's overlooked sometimes is we say we want to be intentional, but are we willing to make changes so that we can be more intentional in the lives of neighbors and friends? And in this case, one of the examples you might remember he mentioned was that they had been doing their trunk or treat, and decided to move it in town with the fire station and the fire department, and how they saw such a increase in connection with their community, even to the point that it led to other opportunities, and things kind of began to open up, even having the opportunity to do a police night out and other things along those lines. And so, yeah, I think it's important to make the decisions to just put it on the table and say, we'll do whatever it takes to better connect with our neighbors and our community. And I love how he said, we don't necessarily know where it will stop. We don't know what one decision will lead to. And it can really open doors. And so I think we really heard, even in Joey, how he was excited to follow his pastor and to be a part of new things and new opportunities.
Yeah, it's the intentionality of just trying to flip our mindset, be where we are, and meet needs where they are, how to do things better. All these strategic ways of thinking about how to go about stepping into ministry and how it leads to unintended consequences. That's a huge thing that we all need to think through. We hope you've enjoyed the Send Relief podcast. We look forward to you joining us next time as we talk about issues around mercy and compassion ministries and how you can engage your local community, sharing hope and meeting needs and sharing Christ with your neighbors.
Thank you for listening to the Send Relief podcast, a resource of the North American Mission Board. For more information about today's podcast, visit our website at namb.net/sendrelief.